Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. For some of you listening in other countries, it may be Saturday morning or Saturday evening, but no matter what time it is, this is Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. My name is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church Christ Eliza Message. Thank God for all of you that are listening this day in Jesus' name. Amen. The phone number is, and wait a minute, before I get a phone number, I want to give a shout out to those of you that are listening to the broadcast here in the United States. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. For those of you that are listening in Canada, I want to welcome you. The Netherlands, I want to welcome you. Those that are listening in Spain, I want to welcome you also. And every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, pray with you. You call in at that number. If you have any questions, I will do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you will limit your comments to a minute and a half to 2 minutes in respect due to the length of the broadcast. And I want to say for those of you who say, well, Brother Nate, I do have a prayer request, but I don't want to say this over the air. Or I do have a question. I don't want to say this over the air. For now, you can contact us until you get an email address set up for this broadcast. You can contact me at www.nathanielhunt1971@gmail.com. That is my email address, www.nathanielhunt1971@gmail.com. So you can email your questions or your prayer requests, because I do realize that not everyone wants to offer a request over the air, because some things I do know and understand is personal. And there are some questions that are personal. So I do understand that. So you contact me at my email address once again is NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com or www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And I will get back to you upon you sending your request. For the most part, for those of you that are first-time listeners, when we're on the broadcast, and mostly we're on 7 days a week, sometimes five, sometimes six, many times seven, the common time we're on is at 7 p.m. Now, sometimes that would vary. Some things may come up. I might have to do an earlier broadcast, but wherever you're listening to me on right now, whatever page you listen to me on, your phone or your laptop or computer, you should see the word follow on there. And what you do, click that, and it's going to ask for your email information. Put that in, and what that means is that whenever we do a broadcast, it will automatically alert you to when we're going to come on. Amen? So, you know, do that. And so if we have to do a broadcast earlier than 7 p.m., you will be alerted on your email. Amen? Glory be to God. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I also want to say this phone number, 515-605-9887. If you want to know where to get copies of the messages that the Lord has been sending, you can call me at that number. Or once again, you can send that request in the email. I will get that information to you. Amen. So without further ado, I'd like to go into prayer before I go into the word. And I do realize that some of you who listen probably say, hey, man, listen, I don't do prayer. Well, okay, that's your preference. Once again, Brother Nate is not going to say, hey, give me your address, your phone number, and let me call you up and give you a good talk. But for those of you that say, hey, I ain't got no problem with that, won't you join in with me? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us this day to come together and assemble once again in Jesus' name. And we give all the glory and honor and praise unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear Lord, we make this request that your spirit would accompany us on this journey as we go into the word of God this day. And Father, I pray that you anoint the words of my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. And to those who are seeking truth, I pray that you reveal that truth unto them. Those that are listening to the broadcast and want to know whether this is true, Lord, reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I thank you. I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, we're starting on, coming from the Word of God, the topic or the lesson, the message, I put it this way, let me put it that way, the message that the Lord Jesus Christ not only wants to get over to those who would hear, but want them to be rooted in this, is concerning the blood. The title of the message is The Midnight Cry, The Blood. Now, I've been sharing with you guys about the messages that the Lord Jesus Christ had been sending through his angel in this time. And yes, amen, yes. Because, you know, there are some out there who think that the Lord just spoke, as they say, in the days of old, and he's not speaking today. Well, that's not true. Amen. The Lord sent angels back in the days of old. He sent them today. And so he has been sending his angel with messages for mankind, messages for those who were here as he get ready to make his return to claim his bride. Amen. And so far, thus far, he's been sending this message from 1927 to 1994, approximately 120 times. And it's not over yet, because the work that he is causing to go forth has not been completed. Amen. And so this is what we've been telling you on this broadcast and giving you the messages of the Lord Jesus Christ that he wants us to give unto you. We also been telling you that all that we're telling you, go ask Jesus for yourself, is this true? Amen. At no point have me or others that have been giving this word of the Lord Jesus to you have told you, you just better hear it because we say it. No, we always told you that the word we're giving you, take it to Jesus and find out if it's true. Amen. And so for those of you that have been listening, like when I was on the other broadcast called God's Word to Man broadcast, I explained to you guys, and I told you that not only that the Lord called me to preach the word, but also teach the word. And I know that maybe some of you had noticed on God's Word to Man broadcast, I did a lot more of the teaching of the word than preaching, okay? And it's not like I'm neglecting preaching, but I have to say that in the churches, we have preached more to people than teaching, amen? And teaching is as important as preaching, okay? So just like when I was on God's Word to Man broadcast, now I'm on Jesus Word to Midnight Cry broadcast, same scenario. And you would notice some things concerning me that I like to expound on the word. Okay, so you will hear me go into dictionaries, into concordances, you name it. Amen. So I wanted to get that out of the way. So for those of you that's listening, I also want to say, have your Bible alongside with you, pencil, piece of paper, dictionary, and if you can, get what is called a Bible concordance. Okay, one of the best ones I've heard, and I do say I've heard because I got two Bible concordances, and they are made of the same one. I've heard that the best one normally is Strong's concordance. But however, that's what I got, Strong concordance. But hey, and the purpose of us going into the concordances is because the concordances let you know what was the original word there. Okay, I know some of you know, and some of you may not know. For example, the Bible was not originally written in English, okay? The Bible was written in Hebrew under the Old Testament and in Greek and Arabic under the New Testament. And so one of the purposes of the concordances is to give you what was the original word there before it was translated over to our English language. Amen. And many times that helped to better clarify the scriptures of what being said. Amen. Now, I want to throw that in there. So tonight we're looking at, and I know we're not going to completely finish this tonight, because another thing that you guys noticed that I am, you know, probably what you call a series minister. I do a lot of things in series. I don't do just one, you know. I have done it, but many times you see I will go into series. So the title of this lesson is The Midnight Cry, The Blood. Now, the last series that I was on, that I did, we talked about The Midnight Cry, The Lamb. And in that, in these messages that Jesus sent through his angel messenger, these messages, these messages he's sending, he referred to as the midnight cry, according to Matthew chapter 25, okay? Once again, elevates or lifts up or speaks on Christ being the Lamb, okay? And we looked at that, and we come to understand why when in the Bible, when the people was there and John was baptized, when Jesus walked up, we understand why he said, behold the Lamb of God, and not behold the bull of God or the goat of God, because they sacrificed bulls and goats too in the Old Testament, but they also sacrificed a lamb, and we came to understand that. So whatever page you listen to me on now, possibly you may see a picture of a little icon of a microphone on the right. You can click on it, a drop box will come up and say episodes. And see, the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is it records our past episodes. So you can go back and listen to The Midnight Cry, The Lamb. I think I had did two parts on that. Amen. Glory be to God. And so what we come to understand is that the Lord Jesus in this modern day has been speaking a word, sending it through his messenger. And in that word, which is referred to as the midnight cry, he has stated that he is the Lamb. Okay. Now, some of you may say, well, why would Jesus have to say that? We already know that. Well, there's a reason for that, because the time we're living in, people, is going to get more and more intense to where your faith in Christ is going to be challenged. See, it ain't no more you getting up in the church service and talking about, I love Jesus and he's the head of my life, and you jumping up and hollering and rolling on the ground and getting up and jumping up and hollering again. But when you get outside the church building walls, you're a different person. Something come up at you, you don't even think about Jesus. You just start talking negative and amen. And when people approach you and ask you, say, do you believe in them Jesus like them Christians? You get all shame and scared. It ain't going to be none of that, because, see, Jesus is coming back for a people that's going to be true. And, see, these days is going to tell who's true and who's false. Amen. So tonight, the message is the midnight cry, the blood. The midnight cry, the blood. And this is like an offshoot from the last series, The Midnight Cry, the Lamb. Okay. And once again, like I said, have your Bibles by. And mostly on the broadcast I do normally lasts an hour. Okay. Some broadcasts we go a little over hour, but for the most part, we've been staying within the 1 hour frame. Amen. So Jesus, who was and is the Lamb, hallelujah, was sacrificed to save mankind, because what Adam did messed us all up, caused mankind to head on the road to hell. Mankind couldn't save himself. So in order for mankind to be saved, or to get a chance to be saved, a sacrifice had to be made. Okay. And Jesus is the sacrifice. That's why he's referred to as the Lamb of God, because just like they sacrificed lambs in the Old Testament, we'll get more to that for the purpose. Jesus Christ is also the Lamb who will be sacrificed for man. Just like when the Lamb was sacrificed in the Old Testament, his blood was shedded. That's the same way with Christ, his blood was and it has been shed. For what? For mankind. Amen? And we're going to talk about the blood today. The midnight cry, the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And these messages that the Lord Jesus had been sending from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Witnesses of God's word and his doings among mankind. This midnight cry, the messages that Jesus had been sending through his angelical message, the Elijah, hallelujah, shows us that Jesus' blood had to be shed, hallelujah, like the animal's blood, okay? But it shows us the difference between his blood and theirs. I'm going to say that again, hallelujah, because I sense the Spirit of the living God behind this. In these messages, Jesus had been sending, as I told you, messages through his angel messenger, the Elijah, to mankind. And in there, he has stated that his blood had to be shared like the blood of the animals was in the Old Testament. But also in these messages, it shows the difference concerning the shedding of his blood and theirs, just like the Bible does, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And once again, some of you will say, okay, hallelujah. Why does this have to be stated again? As I told you once before, hallelujah, that in this time we're living in, it's going to be more intense where your faith is going to be tested. And plus, as Jesus bring forth a one-fold church, this one-fold church is going to remain standing on this doctrine, just like it's shared in the Bible, that Jesus Christ's blood had to be shed. In other words, you're going to come across some people who was once Christians who's going to be start talking against the word of God. They're going to start getting to the point, and if you ain't, maybe some of you have come across some already. They're going to start saying, yeah, well, you know, I know the Bible said Jesus' blood had to be shed, but I don't know, you know, sometimes the Bible be wrong and stuff. Watch, you're going to start hearing that. And if you ain't rooted in the word of God yourself, you're going to be shaken. And see, the church, because you hear most of the preachers talking about Christ's return, and that's true, and he's coming back for his bride, and that's true. The bride he's coming back for are going to be faithful people to him. They're going to stand firm on the word. You ain't going to be able to shake them. You're going to be able to come up with this, well, Jesus, maybe he didn't die. Amen. And so this is why through his angel messenger, he is sending these words to say to mankind, my blood had to be shedded like the blood of animals. But there was a difference, like the Bible told you. Okay? Now, some of you may say, well, if the Bible tells us that, why would Jesus have to send some more messages stating the same thing? Because remember this one thing about the Lord, if you don't remember anything else. The God is a God of order, and when it comes to protocol, his protocol is always two or three witnesses. If God spoke something to somebody that is a word for you, he's going to provide two or three witnesses to establish that thing with you. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, if somebody comes and tells you, well, the Lord told me to tell you this, okay, that may be one witness. Now you need one or two more, okay? He said, because what? That the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established, okay? This is how some people get into trouble because they go by what one person just tells them and not having a second or third witness, and one of those witnesses have to be coming your spirit. And instead of getting a second or third witness, they run out there and boom, they get into shambles. And they say, oh, you told me. And come to find out that person may have was just probably speaking out of their emotions and not coming from the Lord. When the Lord does something in the earth, he always has witnesses. And according to his protocol, it's always in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, the Bible contains the word of God. God's dealing with man, okay? And all that he has done, his commandments, his statutes and judgment, he has given to man. The Bible is a witness of this thing. That's one witness. Now, these messages that Jesus Christ is sending through his angel messenger is what? A second witness. Do you get what I'm saying? Because remember, his protocol is in the mouth for two or three witnesses. Now, as time go on, we would talk about the third witness, but I want to give you so much at a time. Okay, so having established that and having said that, okay, once again, the blood of Jesus had to be shed like the animal's blood had to be shed in the Old Testament. But once again, these messages is another witness with the Bible that shows that there was a difference between his blood and the blood of animals, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And this is shown in these messages. And it's also shown as a second witness to the Bible, which also witnessed this, that Jesus' blood being shedded carry more effectiveness than the blood of animals. Okay? You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I want to read a scripture from one of these messages that Jesus sent. And this message is called the 75th message. And like I said, keep your Bibles by because we're going to go into the Bible now. Because remember, I told you the Bible is one of the witnesses also. And I want to read a scripture from one of these messages. And this message is called the 75th message. Now, this means this is the 75th time that Jesus has sent this angel from heaven with words to mankind, okay? And he sent it out August the 18th, 1956. Now, once again, you will hear me give you dates because I ain't got a problem with that because there's nothing hideous going on here. I want you to ask Jesus about this. I want you to ask Jesus, Jesus, did you send a message on this date? Amen. Are these your words? Because that's what the Lord commissioned me to do, to tell you the message, to tell you the words, and to tell you to come to him and ask him about it. Amen. Now, in this 75th message, and I'm going to read one of these scriptures out of this 75th message, and I want you to listen to what was said in this message that was sent August the 18th, 1956. And here's the word. It says, "Let not division come among you, for the old law and its traditions are finished and is not a part of the gospel of Christ, in his Sabbaths and burning of bloods, but forgiveness, humility, and sincerity in the humble way of the Lord in obedience to the words Christ spoke in his gospel." Did you hear that? Now, in that scripture, he said, "Let not division come among you, for the old law and its traditions are finished." Okay? And it's not part of the gospel. Now, he said it is finished. Okay? What is finished? Well, he said the old law and its traditions are finished. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, the old law, when you hear other believers, ministers, or whoever mention the old law, when they say the old law, they are talking about the law of Moses. You hear it called the old law or the law of Moses. The law of Moses, especially involving the blood of animals and the burning of bloods in his traditions. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? So when he said it is finished, the old law and its traditions, he's talking about the law of Moses. And you go back to the Old Testament on that. The law of Moses is burning of bloods, the animal sacrifice and the shedding of the blood of the animal. He said it is finished. Now, in order for him to say it is finished, that means it had a beginning. Okay? And if it's finished, that means that's the end of it. Okay? We're showing you that it was not meant to last forever. Now, some of you as Christians may say, "I know that." Okay, what does that have to be said again for? Once again, like I told you, You're going to hear, if you ain't heard it yet, I'm telling you right now, that they're going to be, in fact, not only concerning the blood, it's going to be other things concerning Christ that you're going to hear some Christians flip the script on. I'm telling you right now. That's why, this is why it's important that not only do the ministry teach you the word, but you got to study the word for yourself. Too many of you are dependent on people for everything concerning the word of God. You won't study. You won't get in the word of God, you know, and then when you find out they ain't told you some lies, you devastated. And when I bring up Jesus, you don't even want to hear about Jesus no more because you so mad at how you found out they lied on you that you're taking it out on Jesus. Okay. And I tell you, Jesus didn't lie on you. He didn't lie to you. Okay. That's why you have to be balanced. Your teaching is supposed to come from by the Holy Ghost through two instruments. Okay. Through the ministry. This is where you have your Sunday school and Bible study, and through your personal study at home. You get what I'm saying? But once again, too many people are not balanced. Some of them do neither one of them. Some of them do one of them. Okay? Still not balanced. Amen. So when he said that it is finished, that the old law and its traditions is finished, once again, he's talking about going back to the Old Testament, the law of Moses, which involved the sacrificing of animals, shedding of their blood, the burning of bloods in this tradition, okay? And as I said before, in order for him to say it is finished, that means it had a beginning and now it has an end, okay? This also means that it was not meant to last forever, okay? That it had a time where it would be done away with, okay? But there are some people, and I'm going to come out straight and tell you, especially Jews. Now, we know from the Bible, being the first witness, that the Jews crucified the Messiah. And many of the Jews today, not all of them, some of them have come to accept Christ. Because remember, the Bible shows you that they the one that rejected the Messiah, which is Christ, and crucified him. They didn't accept him as being the Messiah. Okay? And you got some of them today that still has it, and they are still what? Sacrificing animals, okay? Still sacrificing animals. When the Lord says it's finished, it's done away with, okay? You hear what I'm saying? He said, like I said, when the Lord said it is finished, it's done away with, that's what he means. It is finished, it's done away with, people. When the Lord tell you, let's think about something in your life personally. The Lord speaks to you and said, that's done with, it's over with. That means, that's what he means, it's over with. He don't mean, you know, it was something that he had you doing, and I ain't talking about sinful, but something that he had you doing for a moment, or maybe he had you studying with a particular person for a length of time until you say it's finished, you know, now it's time to go on. And when I mean study, maybe some of you who the Lord has called to teach the word, maybe he had you teaching personally or mentoring someone for a while and tell you that's it, now it's time for them to step out, he mean that's it, okay? But sometimes, and once again, that don't mean you never have no association with people. I'm just talking about when it's a personal assignment, okay? Now, in saying that, sometimes when the Lord tells you that certain things is only to be for a time, okay, and you try to stretch it past that time, there's going to be trouble. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to realize that Jesus is all-knowing, okay? And he should know when the time to do something, when the time to stop it, okay? And if he tell you it's time to stop, and you like, it was a good thing, and I just want to keep on going, and so you keep on going, what's going to happen is that you're going to run into trouble because you're going without him. Amen. You're going without him. Thank you, Jesus. And see, once again, there are some people, like I said, some of them are the Jews, there are some other people, who call themselves trying to live under the old law, the law of Moses. And like I said, involved in that, some of them are still sacrificing animals and shedding the blood of animals. Okay? You'll find out from the word, God don't have no pleasure in that. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, as I read to you, he also said, let no division be among you. Okay? Hallelujah. To that, once again, the Lord is speaking. Now, when he sent this word out, he's speaking especially to his people and especially to those that are born again. And what has happened among some of his people, it has already started division. And then with some of them, it may be on the way to starting a division. Now, for those of you, you know, if you hadn't heard, and I've told you on the other broadcast, one of the other things that this midnight cry, these messages Jesus is sending through his angel messenger, one of the things you would notice that it does, if you really study these messages, that's why I said it, request that you get them personally so you can see it for yourself. When you study these messages, one of the other things you're going to notice that Jesus, through these messages, speaks to things that are controversial among Christians, okay? I ain't said among the world. I didn't say among other religions. I'm talking about among Christians. Because the church he's coming back for is going to be made up of Christians, okay? Amen. And see, the Lord is gathering his together to be one. And everybody that's claiming to be a Christian is not a Christian. I'm just going to be straight up with you. No need to be lying about it, okay? But these days are going to expose and tell, okay? Now, so he said, let no division be among you, okay? Now, get this. There's something else in these words that is also saying about the old law. I'm going to read it again. He said, for the old law and its traditions are finished. It is not part of the gospel of Christ. Now, when Jesus says here, that the old law, which once again is the law of Moses, which involved the sacrificing of the animals and the shedding of their blood, when he said it is no more part of the gospel, what he's one of the things that he's telling you is that it could not save you. I'm going to say that again. The old law, the sacrificing of the blood of animals, goats, bulls, lambs, could not save you. You said, well, save me from what, Brother Nate? Well, once again, I told you, and hopefully we're going to go some more into this in the upcoming broadcast, but I want to run this thing down to you. Adam, when you read in Genesis, remember when the Lord told Adam, he said, all these fruit of these, the fruit of all these trees you can eat, except this one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you eat it from it, the day you eat it, you should die. And we know the story. Adam and Eve disobeyed, and they died. Now, some of you said, well, no, they didn't die right then. They kept living. Well, the first death they hit them was called spiritual death, okay? The spiritual death and the second death is the worst death. Now, spiritual death also brought in physical death. Now, you know physical death is somebody dying. You know, you see the body in the casket. That's physical death. Spiritual death is when the life of Christ is out of your spirit, but death is in your spirit, okay? And when you are spiritually dead, there is a place for the spiritually dead people, and it's not heaven. Heaven is a place for those that have the spiritual life of Christ in them. In other words, right now, those who are saved. But if you're not saved or born again, you are what is called spiritually dead. And if you die in your sins, having rejected Christ, you go to the place where the spiritually dead people go to, which is called hell. Now, that's as straight as I can be with you with. Now, some of you might get upset. Hey, that's the word of God, okay? Don't get mad at me. You want to get mad at somebody, get mad at Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, you can get mad at him all you want. That ain't going to change his word, okay? So, when Adam sinned, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, being the first witness, that sin that he did opened up the door for spiritual death, not only to hit him, but all civilization that came from him. Okay? You know, from him and Eve came what? The human race. So that means that the whole human race was affected by what Adam did. Yeah, but Adam messed everybody up. That's just like a man in a house with his family. A man can do something that can affect his whole family in a negative way, wife and kids and all, okay? I mean, if, for example, if the wife is being an at-home mother and take care of the kids, and he is, you know, out working to bring the money house, well, what would happen if every time he got a check, he blew it on gambling? Well, you know what's going to happen? They're going to be affected. Why? Because some lights going to get cut off, some gas. You name it, okay? Amen. And so Adam, through what he did, caused spiritual death to affect all mankind. Romans chapter 5 tell you that. So all mankind was heading on a road path to hell. So there had to be a sacrifice was needed to be made that man may have a chance to get off that path. And so the sacrifice was Jesus Christ. The animals, even though their blood was shedded, it was shedded for a reason that we'll go into a little bit more as we go on this series, but it was shedded for a teaching. It was to, for example, it was to cover their sin. Jesus shedding of his blood was to take away sin. Now, that's the difference, okay? And this is why no blood of an animal could save you from hell, because this blood shed, it had to be something spiritual that needed to help man to keep from going to hell, okay? And the blood of natural animals, their blood couldn't do it, okay? It couldn't do it. Only thing their blood could do was cover the sin. The shedding of Jesus' blood had so much power, it could take away sin. And when you accept Christ as Lord, notice I said when you accept Christ as Lord, you will actually walk in that deliverance away from hell, because his blood that was shed, because he being the ultimate sacrifice. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And see, another reason why, when Jesus said, as I read these words to you, that the old law and its traditions is not part of the gospel. And I'm telling you, saying that means that the shedding of the blood of the animals couldn't save you, because in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul said, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And remember, he said here through his angel messenger that the old law is not of the gospel. Why? Because Paul said in the Bible, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? Unto salvation. What is that salvation? Getting saved, healing, deliverance, all that's in the salvation. Amen. So the blood of animals, it couldn't do that. It couldn't save. Hallelujah. Amen. And see, as I said before, one of the reasons why Jesus is speaking on this, and that this is so important, is because you're going to find in this time that there are going to be, and it's coming up, hallelujah, that you're going to find some Christians, they're going to start speaking against this. Now, you may have heard it one time, they speaking for, and you say, oh, all of a sudden, you're going to hear some of the same mouths come to you and say, you know, I know the Bible said Jesus' sacrifice is better, but I think we still need to continue to sacrifice the blood and animals for our sin. Watch what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Because, see, in these last days, you have to be rooted in the Word. See, it's more than you just talking about, I love Jesus and I believe in Jesus. That's good. But now you got to be rooted. You know how a tree is rooted? You see them big trees, how they rooted, man. It's hard for you to just can't run up there to them and knock them over. They rooted. And many times it takes a strong, 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 very strong wind. When you see these big, thick trees and they're snatched by the ground by the roots. Man, that was a strong, that was tornado, hurricane type weather, people. But as regular wind and all that stuff coming, see, that's what keeps the tree anchored, is it rooted, okay? And that's what's going to keep you anchored in Christ. You got to be rooted. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to our Bibles here. And we're going to look at this from the Bible, speaking as a witness to us. Amen? Glory be to God. And thank Lord for the word. Now, I told you that these messages that Jesus is sending through the angel shows to us that Christ's blood had to be shedded, but it shows us the difference between his blood being shedded and the animal's blood being shedded, and showing us also how his blood was more, had a greater effectiveness and power in his shedding than the blood of animals. So the Bible supports this, okay? The Bible supports this. And the Bible supports this by showing us that the shedding, and let me put it this way. The Bible mentions a word that is called atonement, okay? Atonement. And that word atonement shows up in the Old Testament under two Hebrew words, but only in the New Testament only once under one Greek word. But it is showcased in the Bible. The Bible shows us the shedding of Jesus' blood through the atonement, okay, or the atonement that was brought to pass through the shedding of Jesus' blood. It shows us the difference between that atonement that came by through the shedding of Jesus' blood than the atonement that came through the shedding of animals' blood, okay? And also the Bible shows us the more power and effectiveness of Jesus' blood where the atonement that came through the shedding of Jesus' blood was more powerful and effective than the atonement that came through the blood of animals. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I sense the Spirit of the living God. Amen, behind that. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 29. The book of Exodus chapter 29. Amen. The book of Exodus chapter 29. And the Bible's here. And we're going to look at verse 36. The book of Exodus chapter 29. And verse 36, okay? Amen. Now, just like I told you, one of the witnesses, these messages that Jesus sent through his angel, that's called the midnight cry, shows us that Jesus' blood had to be shed, like the blood of the animals had to be shed, but it also shows us the more power and effectiveness of Jesus' blood being shed than the animals being shed. Also, the Bible witnesses to this that there was an atonement, and it uses the word atonement, and that atonement is connected to the shedding of blood, that there was an atonement that came through the shedding of Jesus' blood, and then there was an atonement that came through the shedding of animals' blood. But the word, the Bible supports also to what the messages are saying of the midnight cry, that the atonement that came through the shedding of Jesus' blood was more effective and powerful than the atonement that came through the shedding of the blood of animals, okay? So now, let's look at Exodus chapter 29, verse 36, and look what it says. And thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. Now, notice in this Old Testament here, now here we're looking at under the old law, the law of Moses, the Lord instructed them to offer every day a bullock, that's an animal, for a sin offering for atonement. Okay? Now, that word atonement, and as I told you, you'll find many times in our studies, in these lessons, we're going to go digging. We're going to go into dictionaries. We're going to go into Bible concordance, you name it, okay? Now, remember, and this is especially for those of you who don't know, and those of you that do know, okay, just hear along. Remember that the Bible, once again, in its original writing, was not written in English. It was written here, the Old Testament we're looking at now, the Old Testament here was written in Hebrew. If we look up this word atonement here, in this verse here, under the Hebrew, to see what was the original Hebrew word that was there before it was translated to our language, English language. Because remember, for example, I use the King James Bible, King James Version Bible, okay? Some of y'all use other Bibles, but remember, when the translators translated over to our English language, what they did was they gave our English word that, quote, will fit better with the original Hebrew word. Now, sometimes this could be misleading because sometimes in certain translations, when they gave our English word, you'll find that sometimes that English word didn't quite fit the bill of the original word. This is why when you study, always pray that the Spirit of God be with you. Because remember, the Word of God is like a big puzzle, and the Holy Ghost got to connect the dots for you. Amen? So, when you look at the original Hebrew word for this word atonement in Exodus 29, verse 36, the original Hebrew word there is kafar, kafar. Kafar means, now listen to this, to cover specifically with bitumen. Figuratively, it means to expiate or condone, to placate or counsel. Okay? Hallelujah. So, we're looking at here in this verse 36 that this atonement was connected to what? To an animal sacrifice. And so, this word atonement here, being used in this verse when it's connected to an animal sacrifice, it meant only to what? To cover. Okay? To cover. Remember, and thou shalt offer what? Every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement. So this offering of this animal, the shedding of his blood, was for to cover the sin. Okay? And remember, I read to you the Hebrew word for that means to cover specifically with bitumen. Now, what is bitumen? That word is spelled B-I-T-U-M-E-N. What is bitumen? Bitumen, when you look it up under Webster, bitumen is an asphalt of Asia Minor used in ancient times as a cement and mortar. Now, think of it in dealing with asphalt. Now, where I live at here, we've had some bad roads in this town, okay? I mean, I know one road particularly by this store, man, my goodness, man. I mean, the road got so many holes. Man, it's pitiful. I tell you what, if you call yourself going down there through your car fast, you might end up at the end of the street with something missing, okay? That's how bad the holes is. I mean, when you hit the hole, you going down. And I ain't talking about one or two holes. I'm talking about most of the whole street. Most of the whole street were full of those holes. We had to go through that slow. Well, anyhow, what they have done, they have went after, what, I don't know, so many years, they have laid asphalt over that hole, okay? Now, notice that the asphalt, like I gave the definition of the bitumen, is put in there to cover the holes. But remember, asphalt, when you're riding over it over some years of time, especially some big trucks hit it, it started to break down and break loose, the next thing you know, that you see that hose again, okay? So the blood of the animals could only cover sin, okay? Once again, if something many times is just covered, it's still there. It just somehow have something over it, okay? And this is why many times in your personal life when you have sinned and opened up a door for curses to hit in your life, you got to get the sin out the camp. And how did that come? Through repentance. And repentance means not only saying you regret it and you're sorry, but repentance also means to take an action of turning away from what you're doing. So even if if you have committed a sin and it's caused some things to come on you that ain't good, which that's what sin does, and you say, well, Lord, I'm sorry, but you keep doing the thing, that curse going to remain there. You got to turn away from it. So ain't no need if you're going around stealing money from people and it's causing you to get put in jail and all kind of stuff, and you tell my Lord, I'm sorry, but you still stealing, then you ain't fully repented. Okay? So you don't want something to cover your sin. You want something to remove it. Okay? And see, the blood of these animals could not remove the sin. It can only cover it. You get what I'm saying? This is why we'll see, Lord say the same maybe tomorrow, because I'm about to end this broadcast with this part one here. You'll see why they had to do this sacrifice in the Old Testament constantly. Okay. Stop it there tonight. And Lord say the same. We may have two broadcasts tomorrow, earlier one where I will do part two of this, the Midnight Cry, the Blood, part two. Okay. Why is this important? Because as we go more into it, the overall topic is the blood of Jesus. Okay. Why is it important for you? You got so many people, you got people that can rehearse, Jesus died for me, and that's true. But they really ain't gather how great a thing it was what he did. Okay? I mean, if you let the Lord reveal to you how great it was what he did, it will blow your mind. Okay? See, some of you just going around rehearsing, Jesus died for him, praise the Lord, he died for us. You really saying it without really grasping how great it was what he did, okay? And this is why, no doubt, some people still can just go out there and just live in sin and not bother, okay? Even though they claim, I know Jesus died for me, but you ain't really caught the significance, how greatly important was what he did, okay? Listen, when the Lord revealed that to you, I'm telling you, it's going to turn your world upside down. You're going to be like, oh, my God, he did that. Wow. And then it will give you a different outlook on things. Okay? See, long as you got that same sinful outlook, that same selfish outlook, that same is all about me, me, me outlook, then you will not be able to fully see the importance of what Christ did for you and the shedding of his blood and giving his life for you. But then when you see and accept what Christ did really in your heart and you begin to see it, it's going to give you a different outlook in this life. Glory be to God. So I thank God for this opportunity. Lord, say the same, part two tomorrow, the Midnight Cry, the Blood. It's going to be the Midnight Cry, the Blood, part two. Look for the advertisement. We also have another broadcast on tomorrow night at 7, which is the Full Gospel with Brother Eddie Lee. It's going to come on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I will be opening up and being on there with Brother Eddie Lee and the sisters. The one that I'm going to do earlier, Lord Say the Same, the Midnight Cry, the Blood Part 2, just look for the advertisement. I don't know exactly what time I'm going to do it, because for those of you that are first-time listeners, we have on this broadcast 2 hours a day, okay? And you'll find sometimes we do two broadcasts in a day, an hour apiece. Sometimes I do two in a broadcast, 2 hours a day myself. Sometimes, like on Saturdays and Sundays with my brother Eddie Lee, he has an hour both times. And sometimes I might take that other hour on those days too. So, but once again, if you click on that follow button, put your email information there. Whatever time we do a broadcast, you're going to be alerted on your email. So if you were to do it now, and say I do a broadcast tomorrow, 12 noon, then it's going to alert you. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Though we come to the end of the broadcast, it's not the end of your word. And we thank you, Lord, once again for this opportunity you've given us to give your word this day. I pray everyone that's listening, I pray they were touched by your spirit. I pray that it caused a hunger in them for your word, to know more about you and what you did. So, Father, I thank you. I magnify you. I give you glory. I lift you up, for you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. And don't forget, the Lord say the same. We'll be back tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then. We have a broadcast tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And the Lord say the same. We'll have one earlier that I intend to do. If the Lord say the same, the Midnight Cry, the Blood Part 2. So look for the advertisement then. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.